Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him. And the ball game is over. Another really sloppy effort from the Red Sox. 11 walks by the pitchers. Another unearned run. And a night where the offense did plenty enough. They fall 9-5 in Anaheim. Right back to 500 go the Red Sox. And in Southern California, a night to forget.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We covered a lot. You can catch up on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. Tier Tuesday. We tiered off our favorite and least favorite drafts.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
From the NFL to your fantasy draft to an ice cold draft of beer.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down to MLB, NHL.
Can't wait.
And, of course, being drafted into the military.
Yes.
Not something I personally would be looking for.
Can't wait.
No.
So that's on there, as was the Kiefer Madness that you just missed there on the cursing parrot, which is
pretty
good. We gave some thoughts on the Red Sox. We'll circle back to that. We've talked all day long about the Celtics trade last night. Sounds like they're getting closer and closer to more deals. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Bunch of you want to talk Celtics, and then we'll get to the Red Sox here coming up. Patrick in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello. Hey guys, how you doing?
Very good.
Listen, I got a great trade for you. Okay, we're gonna trade Jaylen Brown to San Antonio Spurs for the number 2 pick in this year's draft, plus Vassell, whatever his name is. And just hear me out. Not only straight up does that make sense, but then the Celtics are gonna have a bad season because they don't have Tatum, they don't have Brown. So we're gonna get the number 2 pick from San Antonio this year, and then we're gonna have a high draft pick next year, top 5. So you're gonna have a number 4 or 5 pick in 27 and 26, you'll have, 26, 25, you'll have the number 2 pick, and you'll have Vassell or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Vassell.
That's a bad one, right?
So I'm out on that.
We've already, welcome to the show 2 weeks ago. We've already talked about this trade. Yes. Chris Mannix talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I don't want the number 2 pick. I don't want Vassell. I don't want Keldon Johnson. I'd rather have Jaylen Brown here. I don't want to tank for a high pick next year. Out.
Also, that's not even factoring in the East is wide open this year.
Correct.
I thought this year was going to be sort of all right, just be competitive. Let's see what Jaylen Brown can do. Sort of like the Scottie Pippen season that when Michael Jordan was playing baseball. Maybe it could be sort of like that. And I think Scottie Pippen's great. I'm not even saying Jaylen Brown, Scottie Pippen, but you know what I mean? Like your best player's gone. What can you do with that team? I don't want Devin Vassell. I don't want the second pick in this year's draft, and I don't want a top pick next year. So now you're saying in 2027.
You know who was right behind Simons on the top 100 ringer list, by the way?
Vassell?
Devin Vassell.
All right. But
I'm with you. I don't want that for Jaylen Brown. I'll take that for Jrue Holiday. I don't want that for Jaylen Brown.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now if you have in 2027, and I know we're all getting our years kind of mixed around a little bit.
Next up is him.
Do you want Jason Tatum and 2 19-year-olds, or do you want Tatum and Brown? So I'm not saying the second pick in the draft won't one day be good. I don't even know who it's going to be, Harper, Bailey, somebody else. Maybe that guy will be really good, but by the time that guy's really, really good, what's Tatum? And it's not worth giving up the next 3 years of Jaylen Brown for.
I like teens.
What was say that
finally
again?
Finally had a use for it.
Let me hear that again.
I like teens.
Oh, I like teens.
All right, get him out of here. 19-year-olds, like, I finally have a use.
All right, I've been canceled.
Keith and Belichick here, middays.
No, I would rather compete next year in a wide-open East.
It's there
where, by
you.
The way, they updated the odds today after the Jrue Holiday trade. They're the third favorite to win the Eastern Conference next year. So I'd rather compete next year and run it back with Tatum, Brown, Derek White, et cetera, et cetera.
Simons.
In 2 years when Tatum comes back, I would way rather do that than tank and try to get, as much of a fan as I am of teens, apparently, a couple of 19-year-olds around Tatum a year from now. Like, I don't want that.
No, that's tough. And also, like, to tank, like, the really bad teams. Like, we experienced it as Celtics fans a couple of times. You got to get really, really bad. You know, like, I don't even know if they have the appetite for that. And I guess if you're saying no Jaylen Brown, like, yeah, I guess you're in that conversation, I suppose. But that's a long, long drop.
Text line says, second pick and Castle is a no-brainer. Manix said the Spurs
wouldn't even trade Castle.
Wouldn't
right?
even think of doing that for Jaylen Brown.
See,
he said they wouldn't do that for Giannis, in fact, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and re-listen to the cut, but Manix is like, they're not moving him. Not for Giannis.
I think that's a little bit overhyping Castle and underhyping Jaylen Brown.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think I'd want to do that, but I'm just telling you the Spurs wouldn't do that if you're someone like the texter who would want to do that. Mike's in Rhode Island. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. On the Celtics and that trade that I was just proposed, I would do that with the Spurs, get that number two pick, but then I'd flip that number two. I'm not a fan of Dylan Hopper, and I just there's no one in that two to.
So let me ask.
But what would you flip the two for? Are you going to be able to get something better than Jaylen Brown?
No, you wouldn't get better, but I'd go to Atlanta. I'd send Jaylen back to Atlanta, and I would get either Riachet or. Dyson Daniels.
Okay, we've got
that. Wow. That's a bad one, right?
And Thief? Your guy.
I love the Barrier Thief.
Yeah. But wait a minute. How did...
I didn't get it. He somehow got the second pick from San Antonio and then also traded Jaylen to Atlanta. I didn't try to follow all that.
No, he used the second pick now to go to Atlanta to get last year's number one pick or the Great Barrier Thief.
Here's what I don't get. If the Spurs are trading you the second pick, and now you're using the second pick to flip it, forget what he was saying in return. That's now two teams that have traded. How valuable is the second pick? It's probably not very valuable.
A little hot potato there.
If two teams have moved on from it. And I don't think it's the number one pick, very valuable. I would move the number one pick, or Jaylen Brown, rather, in exchange for the number one pick. Yep. I don't think you're going to see Dallas do that, but I would be interested in that if I were the Celtics. There's a massive drop to the number two pick. I don't want it.
I'm not under no circumstance can you trade Jaylen Brown. I just think anything that's going to actually come your way, if you're Brad Stevens, I would turn down. Right, like Cooper Flagg, probably not going to be offered. Giannis, probably not going to be offered. And Devin Booker, probably not going to be offered. So I'm going to keep Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, those are trades we do for Jaylen Brown.
There might be a couple other ones. But
you
brought
up Triple J today from Memphis, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a trade I would consider moving Derek White in if that were on the table. So, like, I'd move those guys in the right deal. But I need a massive return.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it for the number two pick and crap. Our buddy JP is in North Providence. Hello, JP.
Jones, Keith, a quick nickname duo thought before the Celtics thought. You know, you had the Bash Brothers, then you had Jones Keith, Jones Cattle, Jones Arcan, Jones Keith.
Yeah,
are you telling me we could have the Bull and the Meat Wagon on the field at the same time? That would be, get me the T-shirt, I'm in.
Okay.
As far as the Celtics, love the move. That means Jaylen can stay. I think they got rid of enough money. When Jaylen is in there and Tatum's not, he steps up. I think he's going to step up huge. I just want a big man that can play the front, maybe the kid from Stanford, get rid of Porzingis' money. I love the trade. You keep Tatum, and you go with it.
Who's the kid from Stanford?
Who's the Bull in the meat truck? What was
you know who the meat
Abraham
truck is.
Abraham Toro and Peyton Williams, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. So bring that guy up.
The Iowa meat truck is our Haas of the week.
No, I know that, but I was saying he's not on the Red Sox. He's just saying, like, in general.
Yeah,
he's
in the Blue Jays farm, actually.
Yeah, he's in the Jays system. Double A for the Jays.
Which, by the way, when I was trying to think of another Haas, who was a corner infielder, first baseman.
Right.
Billy Butler was a player. He was 6 foot 260, but he did not, ironically, hit a lot of home runs.
No, he didn't.
You got some text.
Yeah,
about
so
Billy
my buddy
Butler?
Immediately knew it was Billy Butler. Then he followed that up with saying that his nickname was Country Breakfast. So they called Billy Butler Country Breakfast.
Country Breakfast and the Iowa Meat Wagon.
The meat truck.
Meat truck, I'm sorry.
So the Iowa meat truck is going to be our host of the week. Billy Butler, though, tip of the cap.
Yeah, good. Tip of the cap. A double random baseball player of the day here on Jones.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Yeah, you got like a bonus random player today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Billy Butler.
Yeah, not that I could think of it in real time, but yeah, we got that.
No, but that was fun.
I don't want to do a Mount Rushmore of nicknames, but those are
country breakfast are and there. Iowa meat truck.
Those are
under, way up there.
Sneaky.
What
good.
About Admiral Ibar from yesterday? Eric Ibar.
Yeah, that was a great one. That was a great one. Okay,
Great Barrier Thief. There you go. There's
great
Barrier.
Yeah, there you go.
We just talked about all of them in 30 seconds.
Mount Rushmore done. Tarek's in Boston. Hello, Tarek.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Anybody calling to give you zero playoff experience in a trade for 150 games of playoff experience and a finals MVP? Unless it's the next coming of Michael Jordan or Webb and Yami, you can't even think about it because you would put the guy that you're trying to set up for a dynasty in the worst possible position because now he's got to wipe behind and teach, and when he should be thriving in a situation where guys know what to do. They should be younger than him. You should bring in young guys, but they should be able to follow. And doing that with draft picks is who's teaching basketball on a team?
Yeah, well, Tarek, I think the hope would be Cooper Flagg is that, but that's why I draw the line between the number one pick and the number
the
two
cutoff.
Pick.
Yeah, and right. So, yeah, that's why I'm with him. I'm not doing that because I still think Tatum and Brown do have a window. It's not like these guys are Holiday's age and this is happening. Like, there's still years left together. I'm with you.
They're definitely in the final learning part. This is when Tim Duncan lost guys and brought new guys in and then taught. And then they got to still be the Spurs. This right. is that opportunity. The system's in place. The coach is in place. Just two leaders are in place. Three, really, because Derek White has earned that.
Look, I think we're with you. We're not trading Jalen for just anything. We're just illustrating that he's not untouchable. There are deals we would do. But I don't think they're very realistic, and I don't think they're going to happen. I'd like them to keep Jalen. Because, again, I think you can be very competitive in the East this year. Call it a top four seed, which means you're hosting in round one, and making a run at 50 wins. And, Keith, you said this earlier. Is it crazy to think, even though this year's team, meaning the year that just wrapped up, this year's team is more talented and better, is it crazy to think that next year's team could go on a deeper playoff run?
Not at all.
I don't think that's crazy.
Not at all. It was disappointing that they lost in the second round this year. And then the Eastern Conference champions just lost their best player. Like, you lost your best player. There's still a bunch of other moves still to be made. The Knicks don't have a head coach. So the East is going to look different. And, yeah, the Celtics could be right there. I mean, the fact that they went from Holiday to Simons, I think can be an upgrade for next year. And that's not taking shots at Holiday. I just the state that Holiday was in versus what Simons could be for next year also makes me kind of optimistic about what do they get for Porzingis? Do they get a player that not only is more reliable, but do they get somebody that's not even that much of a drop off from his production, or maybe it's a couple of guys or whatever else it is. So yeah, I think there's definitely an opportunity there. I guess there was a story written today. Let's see, who was it?
Jake Fisher.
Brett
Siegel?
National NBA insider and reporter for Clutch Sports.
Clutch Sports?
Yeah. The Lakers and Warriors are among teams to contact the Celtics regarding Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
It says, the next order of business in Boston is trading Kristaps Porzingis, the source said. As he enters the final year of his contract, Porzingis has drawn interest from several teams in both conferences. Pelicans, Warriors, Lakers, Hawks, Raptors
Hawks.
Are a few of 10 to 12 teams that have been in contact with the Celtics recently. So if a third of the league is interested in Porzingis,
good return.
Stevens could get himself a good return.
No way you're getting like Reeves off the Lakers, right?
I don't think so.
He's another guy who's close on an extension.
Although
that they may not want to pay.
Dalton Connect.
They already traded.
Once.
Yes, they already traded Connect.
Good one. And they did it for a big man. We did it.
Dalton Connect.
Trade done. All right, get ready for it.
Connect
Paul,
four. It's
Paul Polenka.
Not much more nickname.
Connect four.
Connect four.
How about just Connect 3? He can call him Connect 3 because he sings a lot of threes.
He would fit right in with this
well,
team.
4
he
is
would,
open now.
He would fit right in. Oh, you mean
4
you,
is open?
For Drew.
Oh, the actual number 4.
Yes. Number 4.
Oh, I didn't get that.
It's shockingly not retired.
Kelly's in Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'm pretty good about the trade just because I like what the North Providence guy was saying a minute ago about let Jaylen Brown stay, let him run the show. I don't expect him to be an MVP candidate or anything like that. I think part of what makes him great is that he is looking to distribute. He's not like the best assist guy, but he's not like Tatum, where Tatum is just going to chuck a million shots. I think even if JB did have the number one spot, he's not going to just chuck a million shots. So I'm excited to see what the team can look like. But I'm not super excited about this guy coming from Portland, scoring 20 a night out in Portland. That team sucks. There's plenty of ball to go around.
Well,
so.
Kelly, the sneaky thing is there's a lot of shots to go around now without Tatum and Holiday and potentially Porzingis on the way out as well. We have callers complimenting earlier callers, Keith.
Oh, boy.
You know what that sounds like?
Jim Rome.
Well,
Rackham.
That sounds like the old Kyle and Eddie show. Is what that sounds
like. Oh, the Kyle and Eddie show. Bring it back.
I know we had a Kyle and Eddie show
bring
situation
back the Kyle
going
and Eddie show. I thought talking about Jim Rome, where really half the battle is just callers ripping other callers. That's all they do. It's like fight each other for a while.
Pretty good.
Then they have the smack
like
off.
Feinbaum show does that, right?
I think that's probably what they do,
just with instead of SoCal Southern accents. Yeah.
People want to jump in there. That's fine.
Keith ripped Walker Buehler earlier today. You can go check it out.
Yeah.
At Jones and Keith on social media. You're done with him?
Enough's enough. Yeah. I was high on him, too. And I was I thought he was going to be an upgrade to the rotation, and he has not been.
His first inning, we talked about it. Go back and seek it out on the Odyssey app. We went through his first inning, which is just he's handed a 3-0 lead, which should have been more than a 3-0 lead, but Willie Abreu stupidly ran into an out, just like Jaren Duran did again later on in the game. But he's handed a 3-0 lead, first pitch, home run. You're like, okay, they caught you a little off guard there.
Yep.
Couldn't settle in. Walked a billion guys last night. Thank you. Seven, which is a career high.
Seven walks.
Red Sox pitchers walked 11.
Like, dude.
The old 7-11 walk line out of the starters and the staff last night. Buehler, horrible. That's an actual bad Craig Breslow move. I like most of his moves.
Yeah.
That's an actual bad
that
Craig
was a
Breslow
terrible
move.
One.
Yeah. So it's another terrible loss. They've lost three in a row, but the last two have been horrific.
Mm-hmm.
They're 40-40. Feels to me like they're teetering. Doesn't mean they can't dig out of it. But they better do it quickly, like starting tonight with Garrett Crochet on the mound.
There's like no room for error when it comes to Garrett Crochet.
Correct.
You almost have to win all of his starts, which is a lot to put on him. But hey, you know, that's why you're a Cy Young contender and all that stuff. But yeah, the losing streak, you're falling further out of the wild card spot, which you're still only a game and a half out of, which again speaks to the state of the entire American League.
Yep.
But if you're trying to win series and just stack up series wins prior to the trade deadline, obviously, you have to win tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow, you get Richard Fitz, who hasn't pitched in a while.
Well, I don't feel as good about that, but I feel good about Crochet today.
Yeah.
But here's what they're risking. Yesterday, we were talking about Duran and if they could move him, and you're closer to wanting to move him than certainly you used to be, where you were a pretty firm no.
Yep.
I still wouldn't want to do it, but he was number one on the Athletics trade candidate list yesterday. They had 30 names. He was number one on the list. Today, Jeff Passan has 50 more names.
So 80 names?
Duran's number two. No, I'm sorry. 50 in
50 more?
50 names.
Total.
I'm sorry. There's
he
a lot
50 total
There's
names.
A lot of overlap.
Got it.
Duran's number two on this list.
Okay.
You know who's number one?
Walker Buehler, hopefully?
No, he's 28, which
what?
Take him.
Yeah, really?
Alex Bregman is number one on the list. So the Red Sox have the two.
If they trade Alex Bregman?
The two top names on the 50 trade candidates for ESPN, Bregman 1, Duran 2. If they trade Bregman, what?
I think it would be a mutiny. I think the Devers thing already pissed off a lot of people. But I think enough people sort of are like, all right, terrible teammate, and whatever, like ready to move on from him. If they trade Bregman? So one of the reasons people were upset about moving on from Devers was, well, what if Bregman walks in a year? It's like, well, what if you speed that up and trade him at the deadline?
July. Yeah.
You start the year with Devers and Bregman, and
unreal.
Then you go into August with neither one, and they're both healthy playing for other teams?
That would be a good way to get yourself fired.
How many games out of the wild card would you be or where you're like, okay, I get why you traded Bregman? Is there even a number?
And no.
Infinite. Okay, you have to keep right.
I'm seeing
if they lose out, if they lose every game between now and
I'd rather keep Bregman and try to get him to opt back in to return next
Same.
Year and lose
Same.
Him, risk losing him for nothing, the draft pick or whatever.
No, I'd rather keep Bregman, especially this season it's been teetering for a while. It could obviously fall apart. Second half of the year, don't you think Bregman is going to get more out of Anthony and Meyer than Cora or anybody else on this whole organization could?
And again, like people are going to, it'll be a mutiny, it'll be a riot because you pissed off Devers to sign Bregman, and then by July, you're trading him, as you just illustrated. So, like, you can't do it.
Right. I didn't think of that part.
I would trade anyone. Like, honestly, anybody to me is pretty much in play to trade. Now, it'd have to be for a big return. This is one where I'm like, you can't trade Bregman. You can't save face on that one. You have to keep Bregman.
Yeah, Durant, I'm interested in the return.
So Durant, I'd have a number, but I'm not itching to move him either. He's number two on the list. Bregman's only a 10% chance of moving, according to Passan. So that's, he's calling it a longer shot, but it's not zero.
Yeah.
It should be zero. It's at 10. He has Durant at a 25% chance of moving.
Yeah, there seems a lot of smoke around Jaren Duran being traded. The season that he's having plays into it. Roman Anthony is an ideal left fielder, well, plays a part of it.
There was a story a couple of weeks ago out of San Antonio that the Red Sox and Padres had had conversations. There was more reporting after that. Now there's this, the last 2 days, The Athletic and this ESPN report. And don't forget, Carrabas yesterday going scorched earth on Duran.
Oh, he's done
with it. Which I smell a little bit of a rat there.
Something's up.
Like,
Maybe
if Carrabas is done, are the Red Sox done with him?
Maybe.
And that's just a sign that they're done with him. So,
Do you think that, I know the Padres are the rumor, but do you think they could pick up the phone again to Seattle and do any of their pitchers? Would they take Jaren Duran for one of their pitchers?
Starters? I'd want more than Castillo, but that's the kind of move we're talking about.
Kirby Puckett?
No, George Kirby.
Rest in peace. All right. George Kirby, yeah.
Logan Gilbert, names like that.
One of those guys for Duran?
Now we're talking. Right. That's more what I would target. But I'd rather move Abreu before him.
Yeah.
Other names on the list, I mentioned Walker Buehler's 28.
Like, take him. Please.
You're telling me.
Good Lord.
There are 28 before the game yesterday.
Well, great point. I don't know when they started writing.
Good point.
Maybe they didn't do a rough draft, which is an underrated draft.
It's mid.
Maybe it's mid, but it's a little underrated.
That's why it's overrated.
It's not a cold beer draft of beer.
Oh, no.
It's not your fantasy draft.
That sounds good.
But maybe they didn't do a rough draft. Maybe they just went first draft, and that's what happened. But you're telling me there's 22 other names after Walker Buehler on the list? How? And Aroldis Chapman also checked in at 18, 35% chance of him moving. So the Red Sox are teetering on like a full-blown sell, which I acknowledge they might do. I would vehemently disagree with. I was okay with moving Devers. If you're trading off Bregman, Duran, Chapman, or some combination of those guys,
yeah,
and you're in the mix, mm-hmm, it's unconscionable. They better not do that. They should be buying, not selling. But if they keep losing, it gives them the excuse to sell off these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. More on this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got the manager, Alex Cora, at 5:30. We'll see if he gets tossed from the interview, just like he's been thrown out the last couple of days. We got Clip du Jour on the way. Plus, right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.